A Jewish Journal article. Stand With Us airing Jewish-Christian Unity Concert on September 26. Israel Education Organization Stand With Us is presenting Melody Harmony Unity, a Christian-Jewish musical celebration of Israel, which will air online and on the Christian Broadcasting Network, CBN, and Jewish Broadcasting Service, JBS, on September 26 at 6 p.m. in all time zones. CEO and co-founder of Stand With Us Roz Rothstein will host the event, which is the first project of the new Stand With Us Interfaith Alliance. It was modeled after years of interfaith partnerships by Stand With Us chapters around the globe. The free concert is going to bring together rabbis, pastors, cantors, gospel choirs and singers that feel a connection to Israel and stand up against anti-Semitism. Parts of the program were already filmed at the Sabin Theater, the Gates of Jerusalem and the Benedictine Monastery in the Arab town of Abu Ghosh. This production is a labor of love and fellowship, bringing Jews and Christians together to support Israel now and in the future, said Rothstein, who co-founded Stand With Us 20 years ago. Through the new Stand With Us Interfaith Alliance, we hope to energize participants to become more engaged. The co-host is Carly Gamil, director of the Stand With Us Center for Combating Anti-Semitism. During the program, she's going to introduce a campaign that encourages greater adoption of the international consensus definition of anti-Semitism that the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance developed. Gamil said that as a Christian, she's proud to be counted within the tent of those who love Israel and the Jewish people. Melody Harmony Unity, a Christian-Jewish musical celebration of Israel, is going to be full of performances from Rabotai Jewish, and a cappella group singing, Hatikva, at the Gates of Jerusalem and cantor Elisha Pierce and the Spirit of David Choir of City of Refuge Church in Gardena performing Leonard Cohen's, Hallelujah, along with songs by the Beatles and Celine Dion. The Hebrew Project is singing their new song, O Jerusalem, and Brother Olivier of the Benedictine Monastery in Abu Ghosh and cantor Martin Katzauer will hold the stage as well. Music touches the soul and lifts the spirit, said Rothstein. A musical project that celebrates Israel seemed like a perfect way to bring people together who care about Israel or are interested in learning more. It's inviting, positive and generates a sense of commonality and community. At a time when the world is so politically divided and so many around the world are so hurt and isolated by the pandemic, music brings healing and a sense of togetherness. Rabbis speaking at the event include Rabbi David Baron of Temple of the Arts, Rabbi Pini Dunner, Senior Rabbi of Young Israel of North Beverly Hills, Max Webb Senior Rabbi at Sinai Temple, Rabbi David Wolpe and Rabbi Mark Schneier, who is the president of the Foundation for Ethnic Understanding. Other speakers featured are Bishop Robert Stearns, who founded Eagle's Wings Ministries, Pastor Dumasani Washington, founder of IBSI, Institute for Black Solidarity with Israel, and Olga Mishu Washington, a regional director and educator at Club Z. Because of our shared history and the fact that the Christian faith would not exist without the Jewish faith, Christians should always be first to join with our Jewish friends, said Dumasani, who wrote, Zionism and the Black Church. Why standing with Israel will be a defining issue for Christians of color in the 21st century. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, raised in Nazareth, began preaching in the Galilee, and regularly made pilgrimage to Jerusalem. Christians can only visit all of those places today because the state of Israel allows people of all faiths to make pilgrimage of their own. As great Christian men and women have said, we owe the Jewish people a tremendous debt of gratitude, on many levels. The pastor continued that as a Black American, solidarity with Israel and the Jewish people is part of a deep and rich legacy. From the Negro spirituals written during the slave past, to the work of Booker T. Washington and Julius Rosenwald in the early 1900s, to the civil rights era of the 1950s and 1960s, to today, Black and Jewish Americans share close ties that bind us together for generations, he said. Despite challenges those ties have faced, they will remain for generations to come. For the past 7 years, Dunner has worked with pastors and communities across the U.S. and beyond, and he said he's seen their love of Israel close up, and their eagerness to right the wrongs of the tragic history of Jewish and Christian relations. In the United States, the U.S.-Israel alliance has benefited immeasurably from the deep love for Israel by millions of Christians, whose faith is boosted by the miraculous rebirth of the Holy Land and its incredible success on the world stage, he said. Together, Jews and Christians should pray and work for Israel's success, and for its victory against those who seek to destroy it. By holding the Unity Concert, Rothstein said she hopes that it will open a door to greater partnership and ongoing, positive collaboration for Israel. We are so grateful to our Christian brothers and sisters for standing by our sides. Register for the concert online here. https://www.standwithus.com/interfaithalliance.